Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are the original people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up.
Yeah, 2Deli Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. This is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yan Up Strong. All right, now one Weepers woman leadership has earned her Indigenous Businesswoman of the Year title at the prestigious Cairns Awards Gala. Evolution Mining and Civil Managing Director Sandra Kemp was presented with the prize on 26 July at the Cairns Business Women's Club Awards. And I do have the sister on the line, Sandra Kemp, 2025 Indigenous Business Woman of the Year. And a very good morning to Sandra. How are you, sister?
I'm good, thank you, brother. How are you?
I'm well, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I am a Kukutaipan woman from Cape York and a Birria woman from Central Queensland.
Beautiful. And a big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations, sister. Leading from the front. As they say, if you're not the lead dog, the view is the same. You're kicking goals. Getting into this industry and this space, I don't think that the vision of winning an award was front and centre. Yes?
Oh, no, not at all.
So tell us about the work that you do and how long you've been doing it, Sandra.
In 2021, my husband and I decided it was time to try and give it a go and start our own business.
Mm. The big, hubby's name?
Big, Ian.
Ian, big shout out to Ian, yep.
Our biggest frustration was that we were seeing a lot of our mob not getting opportunity, especially mob that didn't have any skills.
Mm.
And so we wanted to create our own business so that we could, help to train and develop our own people. So through that process, we had to, get some runs on the ground to, make our business credible.
Yes.
So we did a couple of contracts in 2022. Mm-hmm. With some great friends that come on board straight away with our business that are very highly skilled equipment operators.
Yep.
So we got some work down on the PDR at the Archer River Project and with Rio Tinto up at Skardon.
Good.
Quite a very hard first year. I was on the ground myself trying to make sure machinery kept running and services were done and mm-hmm. all the rest of it, onboarding staff and all of
the
that.
The work behind the scenes.
Yes, while the guys were out there and showing, what a great company that we are and that mm-hmm. we were there to, do the job and do a really good job.
Yeah, fantastic.
23, yep, we were lucky enough to win two contracts with Rio Tinto,
mm-hmm.
Which was the grounds maintenance, which was a huge celebration because that then created that pathway of entry-level employment.
Cool.
And we also won the drill line clearing contract, so which was, again, another sort of long-term contract for heavy machinery.
Mm.
So from that space, we were able to then start bringing people into the business. So the whole, everything we've done off winning contracts.
Yes.
And putting, creating jobs through winning another contract. So we've never had any government funding or anything like Good. That. It's all through...
All business, free enterprise.
All through getting out there and getting jobs and then creating more opportunity. So we're now in 25, and through 24, we've been able to develop a career pathway through the business. So we've got the grounds contract. We've got a cleaning contract through town that we've been doing for the last couple of years as well. We do ATV buggy operations where our guys go out with our buggies and take the traditional owners on country and while they're doing their pre-mining surveying.
Yes.
We do fieldies for the drillers and we do driller offsiders and we've had a weed eradication contract, so dealing with the gamba grass, which is quite a problem up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had the drill line clearing contract. So through that process, we've been able to sort of start creating that career pathway where we're internally supporting the growth of our people, and we do a lot around that confidence building and, why you need to turn up.
Yeah, exactly.
If people don't turn up to work here, then, we're not meeting our contract. So it's important to turn up. So we do a lot around understanding why you've got to turn up to work every day, the bigger picture stuff, why it might affect, how the rest of your team perceive you if you're not turning up to work every day and they're working harder.
Get them work ready and get focused. It's more than the individual doing the job. It's the company. It's the traditional owners. It's black people looking at black people working, setting the pathway. It's a pathway, isn't
Changing
it?
Changing perceptions.
Thank you. Yeah. So when you're talking about these contracts, Sandra, you're also talking about that in itself is a hard process because you're tendering against other companies for the contract, aren't you?
Correct. Mm. And a lot of times you get these little works where people are just seeing how you go.
Mm. Yep.
And we've got to make sure our staff understand that they're testing, not testing us, but they want to see how we go.
Exactly.
This is our opportunity.
Yeah.
I said, when we win this next one, that's more work for you. That's bigger jobs. It's more opportunity for you.
Mm, yeah. And then it creates the job pathway, but then it creates a career pathway if you want to venture into something, whether it be driving machinery or become an electrician or diesel fit or whatever the case may be.
Correct. Mm. So that's sort of what we've tried to do. And the other thing we've sort of tried to do is, we're not expecting that you want to be here forever.
Yes.
But we're here to set you up so that wherever you go, that you're set up for success.
Yeah, beautiful.
So that when you go there, that you're not going to be that one sitting down the back that, can easily be looked over. That you know your stuff.
Exactly.
Be confident in who you are and what you know and what you can bring to the table.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Sandra, you deserve the award. Congratulations, Businesswoman of the Year, Indigenous Businesswoman of the Year. But, Sandra, a big shout out to Hubby Ian, your deadly team, Evolution Mining, and Civil Managing Director, you are. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, and you are paving the way for other brothers and sisters. And we've got an opportunity, and we've got the right to be at the table as well to do business, sister.
That's it. We've got to make the change.
You take care. Keep smiling. All the best. And we'll talk soon, sister.
All right. Thank you very much. And you have a great day.
Bye, Sandra.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Diddly yarn there. Sandra Kemp, the inaugural winner, 2025 Indigenous Businesswoman of the Year. And a statement here was, one woman's leadership has earned her the Indigenous Businesswoman of the Year. And that was titled the prestigious Cairns Awards Gala Dinner. So fantastic. Congratulations. Leading from the front. And you can't be what you can't see. There's another platform there for our diddly sisters out there to be in business or start with a JOB and start from there and have a vision for bigger and better things. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Lemredi, Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Lemredi, Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Lemredi, Aubakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Lemredi, Aubakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Tabakeslewa. Tabakeslewa, this one my place. Tabakeslewa, this one my place. Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone. Dasmeli, Aumuriske. Money sitting under big stone, and me look long way. Money sitting under big stone. Dasmeli, Aumuriske. Tabakeslewa, 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 this one my place. Tabakeslewa, 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 this one my place. Lemredi au bakirge, dasmeli au muriske. Lemredi au bakirge, dasmeli au muriske. Lemredi au bakirge, dasmeli au muriske. Tabakeslewa, 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 this one my place. Tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa. It's on my place.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM, Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, Little J and Big Cuss was nominated in 2025 TV Week Logie Awards. We're going to catch up a yarn in there with the co-producer and that sister, Jodie Bell, also wears the hat of Galari Media CEO. We have Jodie on the line. Jodie, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Trevor, and good morning, listeners.
Too deadly. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Jodie?
Oh, Yeah, so my name's Jodie Bell. I'm a bachelor Jagera woman, but I live and work on Yaruburu in Broome in Western Australia.
WA represent, thank you very much. And a big shout out to Galari Media and all the mob there. Congratulations with your nomination, 2025 TV Week Logie Awards, Little Jane Big Cuss.
Yep.
So how'd we go, sister?
Oh, well, unfortunately we didn't win. That little blue dog beat us.
The little blue dog, shut up. There he is, a little blue dog. Well, anyway, congratulations just being at that table.
Exactly.
Give us a background regarding Little Jane Big Cuss, how it all started, you being the co-producer, sister.
Yeah, so we've only just come on to be co-producers for the upcoming season, which is Series 5.
Okay.
But Little Jane Big Cuss started back in about 2017, and it was an idea about how do we start making sure that our kids can see themselves on screen in a way that's educational and is uplifting and, you know, helps they can identify with themselves, they can identify with the situations they're in, but also pushes things like, you know, going to school is good for you, being out bush is good for you, respecting your elders, and so there's Nana and Uncle Mick, who's a ranger, and they play big parts in the show as well, teaching the kids all about culture and language. And we always had a decision from the start that the series would be kind of clan agnostic, so... Anytime you're outside of Nana's yard, you could be in sea country, you could be in the desert, you could be on river country, you could be out in the islands. So it's sort of, it's not...
It's an educational tool is what I'm picking up, sister.
It is an educational tool. And from the start, we always said we wanted to do language versions. So we've now got episodes translated into 17 different languages from across the country. So pretty much each state's at least got one or two versions of languages within the state. And we do that every year. We try to do sort of four odd language versions as well, which get played on NITV and ABC as well. So kids can actually hear themselves in their own language.
Yeah, beautiful. Look, so powerful, and that's how we've got to operate in this day and age, the 21st century, and use all the tools that are available, whether it be song, dance, film, whatever the case may be, and use any tool that produces our existence, our culture, and that we've got a right to be here, sister.
Exactly, and I mean, and it reinforces our culture to our kids, and you know, it's using a tool that they like to use, like watching TV, watching cartoons, but they can see themselves in there, you know what I mean? And so they can feel proud about themselves, they can feel proud about their family, their identity, their mob, and they can say, yep, that's me.
Yep, too deadly, but listen, you're on the same level as Bluey, because you were nominated against Bluey in regard to the TV Week Logie Award, so... You're up there, you're kicking goals, so fantastic, and enjoying the journey. What's next for Jodie Bell?
Well, we're in development at the moment for Series 5, which is great. So we've got 14 new episodes that will be coming out in 2027. And we've got a whole bunch of new writers on the program. So every year we have a couple of our ongoing writers, and then we also try to bring in some new and emerging voices. So we're always getting fresh content and fresh ideas for stories. So we've got Chantelle Ketchell, who's from Cairns.
Okay, yes.
One of our writers on the series this year.
Yes.
So she's got a beautiful story about fishing on the island.
Lovely.
Like that.
Yep, no Shawnee.
Which is great. Yeah, so that's great. And obviously we've got Aaron Farfo who's coming, hopefully coming back as the Lewis of Old Dog.
Good. So look, and we've got the people there to jump into that space, you know what I mean, whether using their voice or using their face or the work behind the scenes as well. It is a team effort and you can't beat black on black. Jodie Bell, you're so deadly. Congratulations. And keep doing what you're doing and paving the way for other young brothers and sisters coming through the process. We are storytellers, are we not?
We are. We are storytellers in any way, shape and form is what I say. So, as you said, it doesn't matter whether it's around the campfire, whether it's dancing, song, or these new mediums like TV, you know, on our devices, things like that. It's all our stories, and it's all just there reinforcing that our stories have been around forever and that they're still relevant and they're ours and no one else's.
Co-producer Little Jay and Big Cuss, thank you very much, Jodie Bell. Big shout-out to Angulari Mob, and keep doing what you're doing. We'll be in touch, and it was great to see you in Darwin too, sis.
Yes, good to see you too.
You take care, darling. Bye-bye.
And congrats on your award.
Yeah, thank you. There it is. Thank you, sister. You take care.
Okay, thanks, Trev. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Sister Jodie Bell, Galari Media CEO, but also co-producer Little J and Big Cuss, who was nominated for the 2025 TV Week Logie Awards, up against Bluey, and unfortunately, well, unfortunately for Bluey, congratulations. My beautiful grandchildren watched Bluey, but yeah, Bluey got over the line regarding that award. But Little J, Big Cuss, was right beside Bluey. So that in itself is a winning combination, you could say. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Traveling in a brand new Trooper, on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange dollar, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me money. We come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning thunder. Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language. Money. You come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning thunder. Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Oh, my God, The exciting career opportunities available with one of the region's leading Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employers, WooChopper and Health Service. There are so many careers available for you, like youth work, early childhood education, information technology, administration, health work, and clinical services. You'll find an exciting and personally rewarding career with WooChopper. Taking the first step to discover how you can work with your community is easy. Visit their display at the Cairns Careers Expo, Cairns Showgrounds, this coming Thursday. Check out WooChopper's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Testing for bowel cancer is simple, private, and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from age 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your bowel cancer screening test every 2 years can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
Oh,
Beautiful colours, that deadly track, Red, Black and Yellow by Black Rock Band here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. The number you need to call, National Talk Black, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in the Yidinji country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, have you say, you mob too deadly. Look at headlines, news here, ABC. The question is it okay to wear Indigenous fashion when you're not a First Nations person? In the early days of Aboriginal fashion label clothing, The Gaps, am I allowed to wear that was a common question to hit their inbox. It's why the majority Aboriginal-owned businesses and social enterprises decided to mark its items alley-friendly or mob-only, and mob-only. Customers were really confused navigating that space between allyship and appropriation. They wanted to support First Nations people but didn't want to get it wrong. Co-founder and Gunjumara woman, Lara Thompson, says knowing some non-Indigenous people feel apprehensive about how the wider First Nations community might react to them wearing First Nation fashion. Kokatha and Wurungu woman, Trina Clark, decided to explore further. The Chancellor's postdoctoral Indigenous Research Fellow at the University of Technology, Sydney, recently spoke to First Nation knowledge holders about alleyware. Ms. Clark says most of the knowledge holders agreed that alleyware comes down to respect, genuine intentions, and being a good ally. She explains that there's not one correct answer to the question of how to engage with Indigenous fashion, and that it's important to include a range of perspectives in the conversation, especially because First Nations community members might be drawn into discussions by non-Indigenous people. Most young people think Australia is a racist country, survey finds. Australia's only national survey tracking reconciliation has released new data showing an almost 40% of increase in racism during the past decade. Is ally wear just performative? Ms. Clark found that generally knowledge holders either love seeing non-Indigenous people wearing First Nations fashions respectfully or didn't have a problem with it. Many describe ally wear as generally harmless and better than racism, Ms. Clark says, but some wondered whether the person wearing it was a true ally with genuine intentions. Others saw non-Indigenous people wearing First Nations fashion as a way of demonstrating solidarity, supporting First Nation businesses and celebrating First Nation culture. Ms. Thompson said that while she appreciates wearing T-shirt can feel tokenistic, the impact can be powerful. When we think about culturally safe and make environments more culturally safe, for example, people might hang a poster or put up an Aboriginal flag. I get that feeling when I walk into a room and I see someone wearing an Aboriginal flag pin. It doesn't mean I can completely trust that person, but I feel safer with them. Beyond making a purchase, some of the knowledge holders Ms. Clark spoke to touched on the need for allies to wear First Nations fashion respectfully, learn about First Nation histories, and contribute to more meaningfully. She says allyship goes beyond simply buying Indigenous clothing. It's about showing real respect, standing in solidarity, and enacting meaningfully support. Ms. Clark recommends people consume writings by First Nation people on what it means to be a good ally. Ms. Thompson says wearing First Nation fashion is a great starting point for encouraging change, but the person needs to understand what they are wearing. Hear, hear. Fantastic. Yep. And I say to my non brothers and sisters, yep, wear our colours. Wear our literature. All good, but be genuine in it as well, you know. Don't tell someone they've got a nice smile, they've got no teeth. There it is. A simple phrase. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416, or start a conversation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Sorry.
Karagir, dear Zogokid, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here from the First Session radio station here in Cairns in New Dindy Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. It is your ship. I'm just steering it. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, we're going to catch up yarn now with Jeff Crittenden, World Australia CEO. And talking about, well, Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration crisis by funding proven training programs. Sounds simple, doesn't it? On the line. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Trevor, good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, you make a very important statement and a very simple statement. We're talking about keeping our kids active, giving them a vision, keeping them out of trouble, or give them a pathway. And you're talking about funding a proven training program. Well, Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration. How fitting, yes?
Yeah, absolutely right. So I get a bit, I guess fed up is the best word I could use. Every time we hear the closing the gap statement from the Prime Minister, every year they say, oh, we're spending all this, we're doing this, we're doing that, but nothing seems to be happening. And what we believe in strongly is that if we can give everybody the opportunity to get a good career, and welding's a great career. It's a great career because it's well paid, and you can go on, and there's a good profile to it. You can go, you know, you can study, and you can get more and better at it, and
get a job anywhere in the world, I would think, Jeff.
Yeah, it is huge. I mean, we're 70,000 welders short at the moment in Australia.
There you go.
Everywhere in the world is short of welders. We keep saying we're going to build nuclear submarines, more bridges, more
you need
mines,
welders.
More roads.
You need welders.
And
we need welders.
We need people to do it. And I think it's a great opportunity. And we've got a program which we're running in Victoria, which has been very successful.
Yep.
It turns out that Indigenous people are great welders. They've got a good eye for art, and we've got a process that we've adopted where we start by doing creating Indigenous art, if you like, and that then gets everybody interested in the processes, and then we can go from art to submarines, if you like, and it's a great opportunity.
Jeff, how long have you been running this proven training program?
We've been running that since 2019, there are now 10 welder training centres in Victorian prisons, and we also have. We're also doing it with a how to, which is a literacy program as well. So there's this fantastic literacy program that the guys in Victoria have come up with, and so we support that.
Good.
And we support the welding, and guys come out and they get jobs, and they go on to have, you know, careers. And
so you've got a pathway there. You've got proven, as funding this proven training program. So you've got young ones who are now in the industry, if not doing an apprenticeship, have completed thanks to this program since 2019. Yep.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, the government should fund it, should promote it, should increase this opportunity, this pathway. If it's a success, let's template it across the country. Why not?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So we're just beginning to get New South Wales to get interested.
Okay.
West Australia, I met with the minister in West Australia, and he's now interested, so they're moving down that pathway. Queensland's a bit more of a problem, but we'll get there in the end. But it should, if the federal government's driving the Closing the Gap program, then they should be driving this as well.
Well, exactly, and they should be looking at all the industries and a pathway as such. And when we look at industries where we're down in numbers and regarding professionals in that industry, why not invest in this area for young Indigenous kids to take up the run of it, you would think?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, and the technology we use, we can reach out to community. We don't have to bring people into the towns or anything. We can reach out to the community.
Yes.
We can see whether people are interested in the welding, whether they've got the hand-eye coordination, the talent for it, and then we can go from there. It's a straightforward thing for us. I mean, We can teach people the world. We just need the opportunity to go out there and do it.
Give us a background regarding being a welder. Is it a 3-year apprenticeship?
Well, you've got a choice. So, yes, you can do a 3-year apprenticeship if that's what you want to do, but we can teach someone to meet the international standard for a welder in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh.
So there's one young guy who we taught to weld in a prison, and we taught him to weld a number of different welding procedures, so different types of weld. And when he came out, I got him an interview with one of the best welding companies in Victoria. They had a chat to him, and he went there and passed his test, and they said, okay, you get cracking here, you do 6 months, you turn up for work on time, you work hard, and then we'll give you an adult apprenticeship. So he did. He was good welder. He turned up on time. He worked hard.
Yep.
They gave him an adult apprenticeship, and then last year he won Victorian Whoa. Apprentice of the Year.
There, that's beautiful.
So, that's the success. Opportunity.
That's the opportunity. Success breeds success. There's the pathway. And look, I second this notion. We are on National Talk Black. We're across the country. Governments do listen to our conversations. Wold Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration crisis by funding proven training program. Jeff, thank you for sharing. All the best to your team and to all the welders in this country. A beautiful black space, I would think. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, Trevor. Much
take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Jeff Crittenden, his name is. Wold Australia is the CEO of Wold Australia. And look, it's a fantastic opportunity. There he says we can train up somebody in 3 weeks. And then they've got the credentials, you could say, to step into becoming an apprenticeship welder. And a 3-year course at that. And we had a young brother coming out of being in incarceration, come out doing the 3 weeks. Then went to do the 6 months. To proving that he's ready, he's got the fundamentals of being a welder. 6 months, and the company took him on board as a full adult apprenticeship. Fantastic. Success breeds success. A great program, and should look at it very seriously. Said incarceration, give him a vision, looking up, and sink the teeth into it. There it is. Your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come to time where Trendy signs off. Trendy Trev, thank you very much for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep the yarns going. Don't forget, 24/7, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Big shout out to BBM crew here, management, board of directors, and nurse. Thank you very much. National Digital Radio Service, a team effort. And a big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.